Hello, hello again, everybody. This is Greg Berger here on Unfinished Music and from Beachfolk Studio. And my guest today is The Fool's Agenda. And The Fool's Agenda are Rhiannon Callahan on vocals.
Hi.
Connor Reinold on guitar.
Hit it.
Maddie Roth on keyboards.
Hello.
John Gray on bass.
Hi.
Cameron Bodie on drums.
Hey.
All right, guys. Thanks for making the trek down here. And welcome to Beachfolk Studios, and welcome to West Gloucester. So what would you like to start us off with?
Our first song today is going to be called Black Dog Blues.
All right, let's hear it. It is Black Dog Blues. Sounded great. So why don't you tell us a bit about that song, and then we're going to sort of go back in time from there.
Oh, gosh. Okay. So Black Dog Blues was one of the first songs that I wrote. I basically came up with the lyrics and the chord progression, and then that was before The Fool's Agenda was even a thing. It was just Maddie and I, and we played it for like a little coffee shop kind of gig. And then after that, when the boys all came on, we were like, why don't we just turn this into like a full rock song.
Oh, so this used to be just a little acoustic-y type thing?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, it was just vocals and acoustic guitar at one point.
Nice. Well, it certainly sounded pretty kick-ass to me. So.
Thank you.
So let's talk a bit about the band. You know, where'd you guys, how'd you form? Well, you mentioned that you and...
So last fall, I basically had the idea to make a band, and then Maddie is my roommate, so
oh, okay.
I went to Maddie, and I was like, hey, Maddie, you play instruments and also sing, and I sing, so we should just make a band. And then in about March, we brought on Connor, and then the boys came on this past May, John and Cam, and we played our first gig at the beginning of June.
Excellent. Where'd you play?
We played at the Reading Porch Fest.
Oh, yeah. Nice. How, have you played out much since then?
We've had
five, six
gigs.
Yeah.
Excellent. All around the North Shore, or?
Yeah, Massachusetts, Western Mass, New Hampshire.
Okay. Yeah. So your roommates at school, or you have a off campus? You guys are in. Who's in school together?
Everyone except me.
John, the bass player, is in school, as is Maddie and Rhiannon and
yeah.
Connor.
At Salem State.
No, I go to Emerson. Goes to Emerson.
Oh, Emerson. Oh, Connor goes. And everybody else is at Salem? Or what's the, where's the...
Yeah, the three of us, John, Maddie, and I all go to Salem State.
Okay.
Connor goes to Emerson, and Cam is out of school.
Excellent. Oh, well, congratulations. What do you do for your day job?
I work as a garage door technician for
really?
Salem Overhead Door. Just saying.
All right, little plug for the boss there.
There you go. Not a sponsor.
Well, as you can see from my degree up there, I'm a Salem alum. So.
Oh, cool. Hey.
Yeah, back in the day when it was still Salem State College. So why don't we do another live song, and then we'll come back and chat a little more?
Sure.
Sure.
Definitely. What are we playing next? Yeah, Swell.
Nice finish. So, who does the writing? Is it sort of band writing? You all write? How do you work it out?
It's pretty collaborative.
I show up to hit things.
Yeah. When it pertaining to songwriting, Rhiannon did most of the writing for our EP that's coming out soon. And we each have kind of taken taken a turn writing a song or two and seeing how the band reacts to it. And
yeah.
Everybody adds their own flair and puts in like a style of their own, and then it hopefully comes out well. And what doesn't, we scratch.
Yeah.
So let me ask, how did you, was it a conscious decision? When I first heard the you released a song a few weeks ago.
Yes.
And when I first heard it, I was talking to Maddie or texting back and forth, and I said that it's got like a late 60s, early 70s vibe. Mm-hmm. Was it like a conscious thing, like, that's the era we like, let's do it, or is it just what sort of gelled?
I think it's kind of a mixture of both. I know that the 60s and 70s personally are one of my biggest inspirations musically.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and what I think is kind of interesting about our band is we all have very different influences as far as, like, era goes. Like,
yeah.
I personally am, like, very influenced by jazz, blues, like, early R&B and soul. Like, I love that kind of, like, I mean, that jazz sound.
Right, right.
And then, but we all have different influences, and when it comes together, I think that's kind of where we meet in the middle, is, mm-hmm. like...
Yeah, well, it sounds like, you know, somebody could have pulled it an old vinyl record off of a vintage shop, because it's just got that... Not that I personally hate Janis Joplin's voice, so, but it sounds like Janis Joplin with a good voice. You know?
Oh,
so,
thank
you.
High praise.
Yeah. Yeah. That, you know what I'm saying, that style of music. Yeah. She's gone, so she's not going to yell at me.
She won't care.
So speaking of the new EP, you want to play a track off of that? Is that what this, When the Sun Shines, is that from the
yes.
forthcoming EP?
Yes, that is the first track off of our debut EP, From the Underground.
All right, let's give a listen to the Fool's Agenda, and this is When the Sun Shines from their forthcoming album, EP. The title of the EP again?
Yeah, From the Underground.
From the Underground. This is From the Underground, from the EP, From the Underground. And this is, again, When the Sun Shines. When the Sun Shines. So why don't we talk about the EP project, where it was recorded, the process, going through it, who helped you out on it, and all that stuff?
So we actually, we recorded at this small little studio in Georgetown, Mass. Called Small Pond Studios. And we were helped with actually a friend of ours, Ryan Blaney, who is mixing and mastering for us. He's actually also a graduate of Salem State and is probably one of the best sound designers I've ever met.
He's so brilliant.
So good.
All right. So how long did it take? Well, you still, everything's done. You just now he's mixing and mastering.
Yeah, we're waiting on, I think, three more tracks to get back to us. But the overall, it took, how long did it take to record us? Like six hours?
6-7 hours, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. We did it all in one day, and Blaney has been mixing and mastering for us for like the last month and a half.
Did you play live, like as a group?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah, we did live as a group, and then we did overdubs on a couple of the songs.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. That's nice. The time we recorded three songs, and it took us like 6 months, and we only got nothing. But we went in and did it actually individually. So, but that's great. You're able to stay together. That's what killed my band, was going in the studio. So little food for thought. So why don't we talk, since every time I do a show, I'd like to have a little segment about gear, because there are some gearheads out there. And, John, your bass especially is worthy of talking about, and people check out the Facebook page for photos and video of what we're about to discuss.
Yeah, absolutely. So the bass that I have with me today is called the PJB, and it was custom made by my cousin. His name is Ethan Tugas, and he has his own Facebook page, Instagram, I think Twitter, too. It's called Tugas Guitars. Yeah, and he custom designs, builds everything that you see here. The only thing that isn't handmade is the neck.
Yeah.
He started this project when our great uncle, bless his soul, passed away, and he just took up this project just as a keepsake idea for the family. Mm-hmm. So it's a beautiful cream color, and I love it very much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got the same color as the see Chris Squire over there with the Rickenbacker, same cream color. But it's a beauty. It is.
Thank you.
So you didn't bring your equipment today, Maddie, but what do you typically use?
Typically, so when I play guitar, I have a 2006 Gibson SG Special.
Yeah.
And that's, oh, I just love the way they sound. And then typically I play keys. I actually, right now, I'm using just a MIDI keyboard and then just sounds that I download in. Mm-hmm. My dream keyboard, I would love to get a Nord Stage Master, the 88 key, because they're just beautiful.
Yes. All right. Moving on.
So I recently got the guitar I'm using today. I got it about a month ago, 2 months.
Probably a month ago.
It was a very split decision. But
you guys voted on it? Or?
No.
It was split in Connor's mind.
I did not know whether I should get it or not, but I saw it. Me and Maddie were in Guitar Center together, and I looked at it, and we both looked at each other and went, "This is it." I use it's a Guild T-Bird, and it's got it. The body of it is beautiful. It's like I don't know what color would you call that? I
mean, it's like tobacco. It's kind of like a sunburst.
Yeah, sunburst is the
Yeah. And there's a bunch of knobs on it that I only recently learned how to use.
Oh yeah,
it looks a lot like a Jaguar.
Yeah. There's two switches. Four switches. Sorry, there's four switches. One that controls both the volume and the tone.
Yeah.
And there are four of those knobs, which, God help me. and then the three switches on the side control the pickups and everything. And as I'm getting more used to it, it's becoming a lot more fun to play.
Yeah.
And everything's sounding a lot better. And I call her Honey.
Honey.
She is Honey.
She is a Honey. And Cameron. You're using the set we have in-house.
Which is a beautiful set. Thank you for letting me use it.
Yes, thanks to Mark from my band for allowing me to share it with you. And Mark Laura from the Deb Hardy Band, little plug for us. Anyhow, you're a lefty.
I am.
Which I was saying, my first band in high school, I am a left-handed bass player, but we had a left-handed drummer. So you must have a little trouble when you're sitting in, but you did learn how to play right-handed.
Well, yeah, so my dad's a drummer.
Yeah.
He taught me how to play drums. Well, my dad and my brother, but they're both righties. So when I sat down on their kits, I just played. So
yep.
This weird style that I concocted is my...
Hold the mic a little closer, would you?
Is... is my like way of playing lefty but righty.
So you learned right-handed.
Yes, and then when I bought my own kit,
then you Phil Collins'd it.
Yeah, that's when I switched everything over to lefty because it's mine. I get to do that.
Well, Ringo Starr is a lefty.
Yes, he is.
But he
plays righty.
Yeah. So, but that's why he's got that distinct feel because he says, I don't know if you've seen the video where he talks about it. He says there's like a little skip while he's switching hands. But you're doing a great job with the playing it right-handed. Kudos to you. And your mic, do you have a special mic?
I do not. I just kind of use whatever is given to me.
Yeah.
And I hope that my vocal cords can do the rest.
Now, do you play, because you wrote song, do you play a little guitar or piano or something?
I play a little guitar, a little piano. I took violin lessons for a while, but mostly just singing.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's working out. So, we have plenty of time left. You guys want to do another live song for us?
Sure.
All right, what are we going to hear? The Stardust?
Yes, Stardust is another song off of our upcoming EP.
And... The EP, will it be available for direct download, Bandcamp, Spotify?
Yeah, direct download will be on every streaming platform. We will have physically EPs available for purchase.
CDs?
Yep.
Okay.
And if you buy our CD, there will actually be a bonus track if you buy a physical copy of our CD. There'll be a bonus track.
All right. Well, what's the ETA for that?
We are releasing it on Halloween of this year.
Great. It's just a few weeks away.
Yeah.
All right. I'll be on the lookout for that one. All right. So we're going to hear Stardust. Who wrote this? What's it about?
This song is kind of about growing up and kind of the transition between the emotional turmoil you go through as like a young adult and coming into the world of the adult.
Okay. Adulting. It's very difficult these days.
Very difficult.
So let's... Let's hear Stardust.
Yeah.
Start us. We have the Fool's Agenda here today on Unfinished Music. This is Greg Berge from Beachbrook Studio. So if you're watching the Facebook Live videos right now, folks, this will be the full interview will be available. If you pressing too many buttons here, we will have this full episode available in about 3 or 4 days. So stay tuned and watch for us on msonewsports.com for that. Great song.
Thank you.
Yeah, really moving. The good thing is when I was videotaping, I was this direction away from the drums when you dropped your stick. But it was a great recovery. I was very impressed. So what have you guys got planned next? Any kind of release party for the EP?
So we had an EP announcement party at the Newburyport Brewery on the 6th.
Yeah.
Tomorrow we're playing at the Topsfield Fair.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. After that, we have gigs lined up through, I believe, the end of February.
Yeah.
And we're just going to keep gigging and playing as much as possible and just keep trying to get music out there.
What time are you at the Topsfield Fair?
6 to 8 p.m.
And that's tomorrow, which is the 13th, which the show will not be out yet. But I can put it on my Facebook page. So that's
thank you.
10, thank you. Yeah, thank you.
And it's 2019 still, right? Think.
For now. So.
Yeah. You don't want to get there a year early. Nice. So do you plan to play far and wide? Or, I mean, obviously you're in school now, so it's kind of hard to go
anywhere
on a tour bus.
Everywhere. Yeah. Next year.
Yeah, as much as we can, wherever we can.
So how far along are you guys in school?
We're seniors.
Yeah.
Oh,
seniors.
Okay. What if I may ask, what are the majors?
Theater.
Yeah, we're all four of us.
All four of us are theater majors.
Theater. Okay, great. Nice.
Yeah.
All right. So you like Salem State, though?
Oh, yes.
And you like Emerson?
Yes.
All right. So.
If I may.
No, you may not.
I'll shut up. No, the way I actually came to know everybody in this band, save Cam, I was doing an acting thing in Salem. I first began as a witch trial reenactor.
Oh, wow, yeah.
With Cry Innocent in downtown Salem. Shout out to them. but then I ended up playing Nathaniel Hawthorne at the, what's it called?
House of the Seven Gables.
And might I butt in and say, he has a scary resemblance to Nathaniel Hawthorne.
It's true.
Wow. All I know is that statue near the Hawthorne Hotel. So
that was me. I actually posed for that.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I met Rhiannon through that, and then we started hanging out after the month ended and Halloween was over and everything. We remained friends. She started writing music. She got in touch with me, and then the rest is history,
as they say. So the EP will be out. What do you have coming up? Let's say today's the 11th, so after the 20th, just so we're not announcing stuff that's going to be passed by the time this is posted.
We're taking a break for about a month just because all four of us are involved in different productions.
Okay.
So we will be back to gigging November 22nd.
Yep. I have the calendar up if you want.
Okay. Yeah, Maddie, go ahead.
Our next one is we're playing Iconica, which is in Western Mass. Yes? No?
Turner's Falls.
That's the rendezvous. The rendezvous
just kidding.
Is
just
in
kidding.
Western Mass.
Okay.
Turner's Falls, that's where it is.
Isn't Iconica
I thought it was also in North Hampton.
Iconica is
North Western Mass, right?
Which is still Western Mass.
Still Western Mass.
Just not as west as.
So you're all right.
Falls.
Yeah, we're also.
You're all correct. Yes.
Yeah, and then our next, I think after that is the Jungle, right? Which is in Boston?
Yes.
And that's December 2nd.
Yep.
All right. Where can people find this info? That obviously have a Facebook page.
Yeah, we have a Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. It's also on our website too, and we have an email list that if you want to join, we'll send out like stuff about our gigs and things like that.
TheFoolsAgenda.com.
Great. Okay. Very in the lead there with that web address. Yeah.
Yeah.
FoolsAgenda.com. And, people sign up for their e-newsletter. I'll be doing that as soon as we finish here.
Thank you.
Because I don't want to miss the release of the EP.
Yes, definitely.
So why don't we, we hit a play. So let's hear something else. How about Say It Again? Is this also on the EP? Or?
This one is not. This one and Swell are tracks that we have not recorded.
Okay.
But Stardust and another one that we're going to play later are both off of the EP, as well as the two tracks that are recorded.
All right, great. And we will be going back to hear one of the recorded songs. My apologies for this technology. It's terrible. I come from a different era. all right, so we're going to hear Say It Again. And any story behind this song?
We had a lot of fun writing it.
Yeah, we did.
When we wrote it, we still have a lot of fun playing it, so I think that says it all.
Yeah, this is definitely one of those ones that kind of shows where we've arrived to since we first became a band, because it's a little more
heavy.
There's no chorus. It's a different kind of progression than we typically play. And it definitely shows a lot more of all of our influences as opposed to just one person or a couple of people.
Okay, so this is really a group effort.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Okay. So let's hear it. This is Say It Again. We have Fool's Agenda here at Beachwick Studios.
Outside the window, all Lace and Abbey dreams, swirling, dancing down below. The strangest that you've seen. Say it again for me. Yeah.
All right. Say it again. Fool's Agenda. Not the Fool's Errand.
No. Nope. Not that one.
That one, yeah. So.
That's our side project.
We're going to share that. So these videos will be available. I'm not sure what kind of sound quality is with Facebook. I've been trying. Anybody out there has any tips on how to get better sound quality on Facebook, let me know. And it has to be a cheap method because I'm not rich. All right. So the let's talk about what are some of your major influences.
Oh,
I mean, it sounds like I bet you we're going to hear things all over the spectrum right now, right?
Yeah, I think the biggest band currently that we're being compared to, they're probably Jefferson Airplane and Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, yeah.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Do we want to go around the room and just say each who we have?
Yeah, let's do that. Maybe? We'll start with you.
Oh, great. I was raised on Bruce Springsteen, and definitely just that had a huge influence on my writing and just the joy of like lyricism in general. Mm-hmm. So I do my own thing on the side, but the guitar is all like, my dad's going to hate it hearing this, but it's very 80s inspired.
Yeah.
I had a huge hair metal phase. Don't want to go into it, but it was mainly
got the hair.
Mainly Bruce Springsteen. And then I got into Alice Cooper in middle school, and I love just the theatrics of the stage show and everything. And, probably other than that, oh man, I really only have those top two, and I never remember a third. I mean, AC/DC.
Okay, you had it. It was your idea to do three.
I should have said two.
Do you want to give a plug? Because you did send me a link to your Spotify page, so people out there can know.
So, Ronock and Roll is my little solo project. My name's Connor. Spell it backwards. You got RONOC, capital NROLL. Ronock and Roll. I write my own stuff, and it's very different from this big rock and roll spectacle that we have going. It is a spectacle all its own. So just go find out. These guys know.
Oh yeah.
Viewer discretion is advised.
Yeah. All right, John. How about you?
I was also raised on a lot of 70s, 80s music, specifically Queen and Beatles, definitely in the 60s. A little later in life, I really got into the 90s grunge movement. Yeah. A lot of the funky bass stuff, I guess, I really love. Sir John Paul Jones, John Deacon, love them.
Yeah.
I draw from them something fierce.
John Paul Jones, knighted?
Now
he
should
be.
I dub thee.
Yes. You've knighted him.
Oh, I've knighted him. Yes.
Oh, good. Yeah, I think John Paul Jones is, I don't want to say underrated, but
he is,
as far as the name recognition of the band, it's Plant and Page. But I think he was the backbone.
He definitely supported in his own weight, for sure.
Yeah. All right. Cameron.
Well, yeah. My influences are like Blink-182.
Is that Mike Turn flicked on?
It is turned on.
Okay, go ahead. Blink-182.
Yeah,
sorry.
So like early Blink. Like anything past their self-titled, not a fan. Early, Sum 41, especially early. Well, Green Day throughout their entire career. But yeah, that's just fast and loud. That's me.
Fast and loud.
Yeah.
All right.
That's just what I play.
And you don't usually drop sticks, right? This is a
sometimes.
Oh, you know what?
I mean, it kind of happens.
Speaking of which,
another mic dropped.
Literally a mic drop. Can you see that on the rim? See that right there? Just slide it.
Yeah,
in.
That happens with me.
Put it in tight so it doesn't slip out again.
Most of the time I'm not allowed in Guitar Center. They kick me out.
Wow. Terrible.
Yeah, it is. I just want to play.
Rannan.
Rannan. Yes.
Yes.
Is that a new one to add to the list of mispronunciations?
Rannan is something that people actually call me a decent amount when they're trying on purpose to mess up my name.
Yeah, that's what I was doing. Yeah.
Yeah, all right. We'll go with that one. Ooh, influences. Definitely Stevie Nicks.
Yeah.
Love her. Named after a Fleetwood Mac song. I mean, I feel like it was just kind of... I feel like I have to be.
Yeah.
Amy Lee from Evanescence is probably one of the biggest ones that I found on my own. My parents really influenced a lot of my musicality. And Amy Lee was somebody who I was obsessed with starting from the time that I was like 12 until probably about now. I love the sound of her voice, and I love the way she can manipulate it and belt and go into her head voice and go into her chest voice, and it's just beautiful and haunting, and I just love it a lot. And then I also really, really, really love Robert Plant's voice, and in terms of theatricality, I take a lot of inspiration from him, and I wish I had that man's vocal cords.
All right, Maddie.
My parents are both huge Deadheads, so I grew up with a lot of Grateful Dead. My dad's probably the biggest Eric Clapton fan ever, and so between the Grateful Dead and Eric Clapton, that's, like, I guess, peace of mind. But I also grew up, my mom, like, you walk into my house and Frank Sinatra is always playing. So, like, a lot of Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin. So I grew up on a lot of, like, really, like, a lot of jazz, a lot of big band. And I am also, Zepp is also a huge influence for me. Some of the stuff they do with keys really just blows my mind and gives me chills, specifically Over the Hills and Far Away, that, like, that keys piece that leads me out, just, like, always. I always kind of find myself going back to listening to that when I need inspiration.
All right. That's, I think this mixing bowl of what you just, the melting pot, so to speak, of music is the result is really good. I like it.
Thank you.
Earlier we talked about Guitar Center, that it was a chance meeting with Maddie at the Guitar Center. I was in there to trade in an amp and buy an amp. And was he with you?
Yeah, that was the same day we bought this guitar.
I was.
Oh, I think you kept bumping into me.
I was in the corner.
Yeah, maybe. But, you were talking to the salesperson about guitars and on, and then you mentioned your band. So I said, hey, you guys do originals, gave you the card, and you called me a couple weeks later, and here we are. So
Maddie ran over to me, and she told me.
Yeah, and I was like, Connor, guess what?
A guy with a big cigar is going to make us stars. Yeah.
The night we released the song, actually, was the night we reached out to you, because we were like, all right, we got to put this everywhere. And so Maddie was like, I'm going to contact Greg. And I was like, please do.
Yeah, great. Well, I'm really glad you guys have come here.
Thanks for having us, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's great. Station identification, Greg Berger here on Unfinished Music from Beechbrook Studios on msonewsports.com. And our guest today is The Fool's Agenda. And again, thanks for coming, guys. You guys are, I guess, Salem-based would be the...
Yeah.
Right word?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you have Emerson Folk. Where do you live?
I live in Boston.
In Boston.
Yeah.
Would you practice space? What do you?
New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You practice in New Hampshire?
We practice at my parents' house in New Hampshire, because I'm originally from New Hampshire. So that's where we head.
It's a lot of fun for me,
considering for Boston.
I live in Boston.
Yeah.
You got to take a train, a bus, a car, all to get to their house.
A plane. Play stairs. Yeah.
I live in Newburyport, so I just drive 20 minutes and I'm there.
All right. And you're on campus, or do you have like an apartment off campus?
We have an apartment.
Yeah,
we have
a campus.
So sometimes we have acoustic practices there, but not too often, so our downstairs neighbor doesn't murder us.
How about you, Kim?
What about me?
Where do you live?
I live...
I'm not going to follow you home, so don't worry.
I live with my girlfriend in like Gallows Hill area.
Okay.
Where all the witches are.
Yeah. Where all the witches were... gallowed?
Yeah, pretty much.
All
right. We hear them still howling.
Jeez, creepy.
It isn't.
It's just Maddie and I. We snuck into his house.
Yeah. That explains so much.
All right, we're winding down on time here, but we have time for another live song, and then we can also go into we're going to chat a little bit and go out with a final recording. So we're going to do... according to my list, Underground?
Yes.
Which is, I guess, somehow the title track of...
Yes, this is the last song on the EP and the title track.
All right, so here we have Underground by The Fool's Agenda. We'll be right back. Woo-wee, that got us going.
Should have played that one first.
No, that's a great song to, at least a great live song to go out on. And we've got one more coming up, recording. But we want to remind people to find you at thefoolsagenda.com. I'm assuming there's no apostrophe in there.
No.
So the
one
fools,
word.
Yep, foolsagenda.com. You can keep up with what's going on. You can sign up for the newsletter, right? Monthly? Weekly? Mm-hmm. How often are you doing that?
A monthly.
Monthly.
Monthly newsletter. The EP will be coming out soon. And, well, I'll mention Topsfield Fair, but by the time you're hearing this, it's already happened. So I'm going to put it on the Facebook page today, so don't worry about that. So anyway, thank you guys for coming down. Is there anything you want to add about shows? Anything of interest?
Thanks for having us, man.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Great. All right. We'll get the, thank you again for coming.
Yeah.
Again, it's Greg Verger, Unfinished Music, here at Beatrix Studio on what's the name of that website? MSONewsports.com. Thanks for the reminder. And I just wanted to say, if you guys out there in the audience know anybody who might want to be on the show, have them give me a call, 508-284-3399. The only catch is they have to play all original music. So, again, this is Greg Verga on Unfinished Music. We were joined today by the good folks from The Fool's Agenda, and that was Rhiannon Callahan, got it right, Connor Reinhold,
yes.
Maddie Roth, John Gray, and Cameron Bodie. Did I correctly say that?
Yeah, no, that's good.
All right. So we'll see you guys next time. We're going to go out with a song which is on the EP that's coming out, correct?
Yes.
When this Whispers. Anything you want to say about Whispers before we cue it up?
John actually wrote this one.
I was in Colorado when I was writing this one. I saw a lot of mountains. It was beautiful. And then I wrote a song about that.
All right. Well, here we go. Here's Whispers from The Fool's Agenda.
Survives.